Welcome back to our next edition of my Kira Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our eye on the nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my next guest is Olympian, Mr. Angelo Taylor, who is a track and field competitor and has gold medals in the 400-meter hurdles in the 2000 and 2008 Olympics, as well as a 4x4 relay in the 2000 Olympics. And Angelo is going for another gold medal in the Olympics in 2012 here in London. And Angelo, it's great that you could join us today and tell us a little bit about you know your career and what you've got planned. So we understand that right now the Olympics aren't too far away then, so you're busy then really training for them, huh?
Yeah, I'm busy training very hard. I actually just came off the track from a hard workout, so you know, everything is going to plan. Everything is going really well with my training. My training is going great so far. I'm right on schedule. I've had a few races this year, and you know, everything's going to plan. I'm actually ahead of schedule, doing better than I was at this point last year. So I'm very pleased and very excited about this year.
Oh, fantastic. And I have to just ask a fun question here, Angelo, because I saw on NBC that they are having, you know, obviously the Olympics, and I've noticed that there's a commercial where they're showing someone that kind of looks like you doing, you know, hurdling. And since you won the gold medal in 2008, I was just wondering if that was you in that commercial.
Yeah, that is me. I opened up the commercial. I found out probably about 2 or 3 months ago that they was going to open up a commercial with me, and I was really excited about it, you know, for them to use me in this commercial. It was just a great feeling, and definitely motivated me to try even more harder to go out there and win my third Olympic gold medal.
Okay, and so, yeah, Angelo, tell us a little bit about, you know, your early years and a little bit of your history and how you got involved. I mean, was this a love that started track and field back in high school or before that? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I pretty much started in high school. I didn't start playing sports until the 8th grade. And, you know, my dad was an athlete. He played football and track and field. So I was always interested in sports. And my early years in sports weren't too successful. I had a rough start as far as track and field concerned, where I got cut from the basketball team, and I had a lot of last place finishes when I first started. But this is something I really wanted to do, and you know, I just kept at it and didn't give up. Kept working hard, and I guess by my junior and senior year, I really, really, really sprouted and excelled and earned a scholarship to Georgia Tech. But, you know, that was basically my start. And I graduated high school in 1996, and having the Olympic Games come to Atlanta, you know, where I grew up, and having the whole world come to your backyard was definitely motivation for me to go out and try to compete for the Olympic Games. And shortly after that, 4 years after that, I was on the Olympic stage and competing and winning my first Olympic gold medal.
Oh, wow. So yeah, everything kind of moved quickly, you know, from that first point, as you mentioned, graduating high school and then kind of competing in the Olympics in 2000. Did you feel that it was overwhelming, or you just had the passion that there was just so much excitement, like, bring it on then, huh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It wasn't really too overwhelming. I mean, the previous years before Olympic Games, I had been competing on the international stage, and so I had competed in large crowds before, and you know, I was just excited, you know, just pleased that, you know, I was able to, you know, accomplish one of my goals, and that was to make the Olympic team. And you know, I was just really focused, just really tuned in, and had tall vision about what I wanted to do. That was a definite goal of mine, to go out there and win gold. And you know, I just had so much support from back home, and so many people encouraging me, and I had a great send off from my community, family, and friends before the games. And you know, I was just excited. You know, it definitely wasn't overwhelming, but it was just a fun time and an exciting time. And when I once I crossed the finish line, it was just, you know, a big sigh of relief and excitement that, you know, that I was able to go out there and accomplish my goal.
Oh, fantastic. And as we see here, Angelo, now this is actually going to be your fourth Olympic Games. I mean, is that you? That seems kind of unusual. That, I mean, that's great for an athlete to compete so many times. I mean, as far as like in, you know, hurdling, is that, you know, kind unusual for people to be competing into four Olympic Games? Or?
Yeah, it's hard for someone to compete and make one team, let alone 14. So, I mean, it's been done before, not many times. Not many people win twice. Very seldom do people win three times, I think, in the world track and field, as far as sprinting and jumps. Carl Lewis, I know he's won four Olympic golds in the long jump, and other than that, I don't know if anybody else has done it like back to back. I know Michael Johnson has won back to back in the 400 meters, but that's about it. And really, it's rarely that someone makes four Olympic teams, so it's definitely a blessing to be competing at such a high level for such a long time. So, you know, I'm definitely blessed. And, you know, it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, just taking care of the body. You really have to pay attention to your body.
Oh, so there is a lot of training, and then, you know, like you're saying, a lot of health aspects that go into it. So, you know, during training, it's very, very important, then, as you're saying, to take care of your body then.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely one of my goals. I mean, going into this year, the main goal is to stay healthy. You know, you can't compete at a high level if you're injured. So staying healthy consists of making sure I stay on top of my diet, making sure I'm eating the right foods, making sure, you know, I'm staying on my supplements, you know, making sure that I recover correctly, properly after a workout. You know, doing all the right things, doing everything like you're supposed to. No shortcuts, taking no shortcuts. Make sure you warm up correctly, stretch, do the proper drills. Then after workout, you know, you have to cool down. And you have to ice down. It's very important. You know, I have to get in the ice tub and sit in there for about 10 to 15 minutes to the chiropractor to get in massages. So it's a routine on a daily basis. I don't watch my weight. So this is one of the things that I want to pay attention to is, you know, making sure I maintain a certain weight. You know, I want to be at a certain running weight when it's time to compete. So a lot of the guilty pleasures of, you know, going out to eat and eating the junk food, I can't indulge in. So you definitely have to watch your diet and, you know, maintain my weight and, you know, train correctly. And goal number two is Olympic trials, make the Olympic team. And goal number three if the wind goes well. So definitely have it all mapped out and planned out.
Oh, so right now then you still have to try out then for the Olympics then?
Yes, the Olympic trials will be held the last 2 weeks of June. Two week long trials. I compete at the end. I compete my finals on July 1st, the last day of the Olympic trials. So I'm definitely in preparations right now leading up to the trials. I normally take a 3 week preparation window to get ready for a major championship, and it's 4 weeks out. So next week will be I start my really, really serious, hard, grinding out training, getting ready to prepare for the Olympic trials.
Okay, Angelo, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our next segment of this edition of our program. My guest today is two-time gold Olympic medalist Angelo Taylor, and Angelo will be competing actually in this Olympics in 2012 in London as well, so we wish all the best of success for Angelo. You are listening to the Mike Hara Radio program, Eye on the Nation. We definitely have our Eye on the Nation, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth, and please stay with us for our next segment of this edition of our program today.